Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Vernon VJ Husky in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our next guest, I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm excited. All right? He just put on one of the greatest shows in a huge historic fight that you've ever – we'll see. It was more one-sided than you'll ever see in that type of hyped-up fight. And we want to welcome in none other than the undisputed welterweight champion, Terrence Bud Crawford. Terrence, how are you, man? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Man,
it's great to have you, and we got the connection.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. Hey, man. Look, I was at your fight Saturday night. There on the floor, and I picked you to win either a unanimous decision or a late stoppage, and but I did not see that type of one-sided beating coming. Did you see something in the tape as you watched and studied Spence that let you know your style and your skills would just be, obviously you felt you'd win, but that you would be just be able to overwhelm him the way you did?
Yeah, not really. You know, like I always said, people always ask me, is this going to be my toughest fight of my career? And I always tell them I don't know because I never been in the ring with Errol. I never fought him. So I never know what to expect. But one thing I can tell you is I always win the fight in the gym. I train so hard to where, you know, whether the fight is easy or hard, you know I pay my dues in training. So whatever happens, it's going to show. Mm.
Terrence Crawford, VJ Vernon Husky here. A pleasure to be talking with you. And I echo Chris Broussard's sentiment that excited to be speaking with you. Big fan. Been watching you fight for years. And I have to pat myself on the back and take my own victory lap. I said you was knocking him out in 10 and under. And I put it out on my show and tweeted about it all last week. I didn't think this fight would be close because I'm a boxing peer and I love watching boxing. I thought you had this fight in about the third round. My question to you is, when did you know you had it? And when you know that as a fighter and you're in the ring, what goes through your mind? Do you kind of feel yourself just floating? Do you everything is blocked out, I know, around you. But when you know you got a guy, paint the picture for us fans how that feels as a fighter when you know his ass is yours. It's over.
Oh, man, you know, it's just a feeling that you get. And, you know, certain things that a fighter is doing, certain things that you're doing that's affecting the fighter, or you capitalizing on a fighter or whatnot. And you just know. You just have that feeling like, oh, man, okay, I got him.
Yeah.
I thought you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just like, man, you just like, man, he can't do nothing with me. And you just on top of everything he do.
When did you feel that way? If you can give us that inside information, when did you know? Okay, I got this. I'm gonna knock him out. This is over.
Well, I didn't feel as if I was gonna knock him out. But in the first round, I got more confident. You know, as we felt each other out, I knew he was much slower than me,
wow.
And I was stronger than him, and he didn't hit as hard as everybody said he did. So when I came back to the corner,
wow.
start countering that slow ass drive. Yeah.
Wow, and that's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Now, you obviously knocked him down three times, and I know he got saved by the bell maybe twice, you know, because both were the first and third knockdowns were late in the rounds, but you still were cool. You know, you had control. You didn't go out there and just, you know, start throwing the finishing right away. Is that tough to do? I know you don't want to just go crazy and get caught with something, but is it tough to slow yourself down and stick with the plan when you feel like you got him and he's hurt? Or did you, you know, I honestly thought, man, it almost looked like he just wanted to really punish him, and he's kind of taking his time with him to put more punishment on him.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? That's just how I go about things. When I get somebody hurt, I want to make sure that I'm throwing the right punches at the right time, at the right moment, to make sure that I land the right shots and capitalize on them being hurt and make sure that I don't let them off the hook. So that's how I approach when I'm hurting somebody. I make sure that I'm able to get them out of there.
Terrence Crawford, I know you don't like to look ahead, and everybody is very cautious in boxing nowadays with promotions and agreements and different promoters and stuff of that nature. But I'm looking at Virgil Ortiz Jr., Jerron Ennis, two undefeated guys. Virgil's only got 19, but Jerron looks like the guy he could be next for you. I know your answer is probably going to be, hey, I'll take whoever's up because you're that type of champion. But where does it look like we might see, or are we going to get that rematch with Errol Spence Jr. right away? What are we looking at as boxing fans, buddy?
Yeah, we might get the rematch.
Okay.
Thing is, we just enjoying our victory right now, enjoying the time with the family, resting up, and we'll go from there.
I grew up, Terrence, in the era of, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns fighting, and Leonard and Duran, and then of course later on you had Pacquiao and Mayweather. Do you, like, how much of a student, obviously you're a student of boxing, obviously, but I mean of the history of it, you know, do you study those great welterweights that came before you? Who's your favorite if you have one? And did you, you know, kind of craft your style after any of them or just take different parts of their game? Do you study the history and those guys before you like that?
Oh, of course. You know, I watched all them fights, you know, years ago when I was a little kid. That's all my coach used to make me do is watch old boxing fights and stuff like that. So I didn't probably watch them fights a million times. You know, like I said before, I've watched so much boxing to the point where when I watch it now, I fall asleep. ever have I wanted to be like any other boxer but myself. But I did, you know, used to look at fighters and say, oh, man, I'm going to try that or I'm going to try that. And if it's something that works for me, then I probably put it in my arsenal. My favorite fighters growing up was Floyd Mayweather, Roy Jones Jr., Sugar Ray Leonard. Those were the guys that, you know, I really looked up to and idolized and watched a lot. And Pernell Whitaker was one of them as well. So I just like the boxers and the fighters that could style on you at the same time.
Right.
You know, they had style. They had a lot of heart, a lot of determination. But they was boxers at the same time. They just wasn't sluggers and coming in there and just knocking you out. You know, they'll beat you with skills. So those are the guys that caught my eye, and those are the guys that I wanted to somewhat be like when I was in the ring.
And shout out to Sweet Pea, RIP to the homie man, Virginia in the building. That was one of my favorites too. Sugar Ray Leonard was my favorite all time, but I love me some Sweet Pea. Still hated that he got robbed by De La Hoya the way he did. But one thing I love about sports, Terrence, is just when you see the people that surround the athletes we love. And seeing your family and seeing your mom in the ring, so animated after your fights, man, you can hear her. I love seeing that unity that you have, man. What is it about that closeness that keeps you grounded? Because you really do come off as a really grounded, humble guy. Not a lot of showy, not a lot of flash. Just go about your business, and you handling your business better than anybody in the ring in the world right now. How do you keep that humbleness, and how do you keep that close knitness together, man, that helps drive you when you're in the ring?
Because I know how fast it can all be gone. You know, you can be on top of the world today and tomorrow. God could take it all away from you in the blink of an eye. So, you know, I cherish these moments that I have, you know, because one day it's gonna be gone, and then what you got? You know, you gotta have your dignity, you gotta have, you know, your pride. What you gonna have? You know, you're not going to be champion no more, so you're not going to have all these people following you and calling you and got the cameras in your face. You're just going to be a regular person. So I never wanted to put on the front of who I am. What you see is what you get. Because when it's all said and done, they're going to say Terrence did it his way and Terrence made it work. And Terrence is the same guy today that he was 10 years ago.
Mm. Terrence, lastly, before you go, you said you're going, you know, obviously you're taking time and celebrating and enjoying the victory. What do you like to do in your free time when you're not, you know, boxing and preparing for a fight?
I fish a lot. Mm. I like to go camping. I like to play basketball. I like to play with my kids. You know, I like to watch them grow, watch them do sports and stuff like that. And I like to, you know, hang out with my family, little cookouts. My mom and them always have barbecues on Sundays. We play dominoes, cards. We throw cornholes now. That's something new that we picked up.
Word.
All right, man, that is cool, man. That is Terrence Bud Crawford, the undisputed welterweight champion of the world. Man, I got to be honest, like, I feel like I just don't – I know you – a rematch, if he wants it, hey, I know you're going to do it. I just feel like I don't think he have a chance in a rematch against you, especially right away. I mean, I don't think, period. But I feel like he needs to go beat somebody else before he even steps back in the ring with you. I just think it's going to be tough for him. You don't know this feeling because you never lost. But I think it's going to be tough for him to kind of get that, you know, confidence against you coming back after that type of beating. Have you talked to any fighters about that, like how tough it is for somebody that's been dominant and then been beaten that way to get their confidence back?
No, I really can't even say.
I know. You never had that feeling,
man. He never felt it.
That's right. I get it. All right, brother. Great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us, man. And awesome, awesome performance.
Thanks, Terrence. Congrats,
man. And congratulations on all your success, man.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
All right. That is the one and only Terrence Bud Crawford. Bud. VJ and I will talk about the interview and the fight around the corner. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, bundle and save at Progressive.com. VJ, great interview, man, with
yes.
Terrence Crawford.
Man.
Very likable. Wow. The dude is, I mean, look, you said it. You picked it. I picked him to win, thought he might lock him out late. But if you said you saw that coming, yeah, man, you one of the few, because we talked to Sean Porter, Teddy Atlas, Keith Thurman, mm-hmm, so many people that thought it was a pick'em fight. Now, Teddy Atlas did pick Crawford, but I don't think he thought this would be the type of beating it was, although he thought he had more power, and he did.
You know why, Chris? Is because this was a fight where a lot of ex, you know, former boxers, current boxers, Teddy Atlas guys, everybody wanted to stay safe. No one wanted to lean out there and go, no, he's going to pick him apart. And when we were on doing our show Saturday and all last week on the other platforms that I'm on, I kept telling people, he is going to kick his, you know what? This is not close. He going to beat the hell out of him. His power is just too much. And if you watch Bud Crawford fight, he is so methodical. And like I said, he's not very flashy. He's just, he goes about his business. And even when we were coming in to do our show Saturday and we were leaving, Kerry Rose, former NFL player, and Steve Hartman were leaving the studio. We're doing the switchover. They look at me and they go, VJ, who you got tonight? I told them both, I say, Bud and 10 and under. And they were like, wow. Steve Hartman looks at me and goes, who punches harder, VJ? I said, Bud. I said, see, that's some old school stuff right there. So that's some old school. Who punches harder? Okay, give me that guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, in a race, who's faster? All right, give me that guy.
He had everything. The boxing skills, the speed, as you said, the power.
Yeah.
It was an absolute demolition. And look, I'm serious about, like, Spence.
Who?
Here's the thing, VJ, and we've seen it with fighters. When you are dominant for so long and then you get beat down, it's hard to come back right away. When George Foreman got beat by Muhammad Ali, he was never the same initially. Like, when he continued fighting right away, he won some fights, but it was a lot harder than it was before, and then he lost to Jimmy Young. And then he retired.
20 years later.
And then he got more spiritual, obviously, had his religious conversion.
Yep.
He got more into the Lord. Basically, that can change your whole mindset. I know it changed your whole outlook on life, your worldview. And he came back as a different man.
Yes.
And that's when he was, you know, back to himself in the ring. Roy Jones, with all due respect to the great Roy Jones, was never the same.
No.
After he got knocked out by Antonio
Tarver. And that was one punch.
That was one punch.
That was one punch.
Which is not as bad as if you, because you could write that off as, I mean, he caught me, which is what Roy was saying. But clearly you saw his next fight. I think it was Glenn Johnson. He got knocked out in the 10th, I believe.
Yeah, like, Glenn Johnson knocked
really
him out.
Wasn't really let his hands go.
Nope.
And then even in MMA, remember Ronda Rousey? Like, she was, once she got beat by Holly
Holmes. Once she got kicked in the neck by Holly Holmes.
Oh, she was afraid to let them hands go. So I think I get it that Spence wants the rematch, or at least he's saying that. It's hard to believe he wants it in his mind, but that'll be probably the bigger money bout for him. So I guess he may take it. But I just think, I don't think he can beat Crawford, period. But I think the best thing for him would be to fight a Keith Thurman or some other guys that he might not win those fights. That might be the risk of doing it. But I think he needs to get some confidence back by beating up a few guys first.
Yeah, but he's got to take the rematch. If he doesn't take the rematch, too many narratives on television and radio now. He's running from them. And then it will look like exactly what you're saying. Like, yo, he took that whooping, and now he don't want no more of that mix. Sometimes, like Dad used to tell you, when you fall, man, or when you strike out, or when you miss a shot, or you drop a pass, you got to go right back out there, son.
This wasn't dropping a pass.
I know, but you got to go.
I mean, I know you think it's going to be worse.
The mindset is you got to go right back out there, though, but he's got nothing for Bud Crawford. He's got nothing. Listen, if Sean Porter doesn't get in and out over his head, remember, his own trainer, his daddy, in the post-fight interview in the ring said, well, when he wants to listen and not do his own thing, he had that fight. Spence was losing. Porter
had him in trouble.
Porter had that fight, and he got over his feet. He lunges with a left, gets caught with a right, and that was the deciding factor on the cards. So if you watch Spence, and I told you, I watch boxing every weekend. Showtime and these other boxing, they have boxing every weekend. It's not all big fights. But if you watch enough of these fights, when the big fight come up, you've watched that guy, you know, 8-9 times. So you could go, oh, nah, I've seen this dude, man. He ain't got
everybody
nothing.
Everybody watches. I mean, a lot of people that watch a lot of boxing, including myself, didn't see this coming.
Well, I watched a lot of Spence, and I watched a lot of Crawford.
Teddy Atlas has watched a lot of boxing.
But I've explained why I thought they said that.
But don't act like, oh, you watch more boxing than anybody else.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't say that, though. Don't,
Chris, we're having a great show.
We're having such a beautiful show.
I'm just telling you.
You got to have conflict, don't you? You got to have conflict, huh, Chris?
I'm telling you. It's insulting when you say it like, and I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about when we've had boxers who watch a lot of boxing. We've had trainers who watch a lot of boxing say it's 50-50. And you should deserve credit for saying, yo, I saw this coming and I thought this and that. And you were right. But to say it is because you watch so much boxing or you know boxing.
That's not how I'm saying
it. That's like saying these other. But that's what you said, though.
No.
That's why all I'm saying is a lot of people that watch a lot of boxing didn't see this. That's all I'm saying.
And I answered that. I thought that those guys.
It's insulting the cats.
I'm not trying to be insulting the cats. So if they take it insulting, I'm sorry, people that are taking insults. I'm not trying to be insulting. That's not where I'm going. If people know me, they know that already. I shouldn't have to explain that part of it. I already addressed. I thought some people took that road because they thought it could be close, and nobody likes to really go out and say, nah, he's going to crush this guy. Because there is a fraternity within those guys to show some respect when you are talking about them. I just looked at two guys that I've seen fight a lot, and I go, no, I don't think he's got nothing for that guy. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else because I watch a lot of boxing. That's not what I'm saying or not what I'm in at all. But to Bud, I respect the man. I love his humbleness. I love the family atmosphere. His mom, just he's just such a cool, calm customer in the ring. And I also thought this. Somebody told me they think Spence is going to be real busy. If VJ, Spence going to be busy. I said, if he gets busy with his hands early, he's going to get caught early. He should probably ease into this fight. And if you saw in the first early rounds, he really did let his hands go. He got a little busy. And then at the end of the second or the third, I think it was, is when he got caught on the head.
The second got caught on the head and caught on the neck.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, man, you can't let your hands go against power. You have to be cautious. And if they were to fight again, I'm with you. I would like to see him fight probably Enos up next. I don't think Thurman's got a shot.
You see Crawford fight Enos?
Did I see? Well,
you said Crawford, or are you talking about Spence?
No, I think Crawford should fight Enos. No, Spence. Yeah.
I mean, look, he's gonna take the rematch if Spence really wants it.
Of course,
It'll be the bigger money fight. And then I agree. I like to see Enos. Heck, I like to see him take all these cats out. Enos, Ortiz, as you mentioned.
Ortiz got to fight him a little bit.
Maybe
19
moves up
wins.
Thurman wants some, so I think that'd be interesting. And then maybe he moves up for Charlo or something.
You think Thurman could get him?
I like Thurman, but I would pick Crawford.
Thurman got embarrassed by an old Pacquiao, so I don't think.
I'd like to see Thurman and Spence. After Crawford, if they fight right away. I don't know what's going to happen to Spence after that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, two back to back, he
won't
might
be the same. Yeah, and there are people worried about his health.
He's got
for
enough
that beating.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that was a beating. That Teddy Atlas said it would have been better for him had he just got caught with a shot. You know what I mean?
Of course,
because you wouldn't have taken as much punishment. Yeah. So
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we're going to switch over to football, talk a little Aaron Rodgers. But first, Monsi Bolaños with the update. Monsi.
Aaron Rodgers. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, messing around.
Guys, the Cincinnati Reds are, you know, they're just red hot, and they still are. We've got some home runs from Spencer Steer and Joey Votto, and they're blanking the Cubs in Chicago 3-0, top of the second inning. Corey Seager back in the lineup for the Rangers, has wasted no time. Two-run homer puts them on the scoreboard. That's right. VJ dancing already. It is 2-0, bottom of the first inning. But Chicago White Sox closer Liam Hendricks, who battled cancer and won, has undergone Tommy John surgery, so he's going to be sidelined until 2025. The Cardinals are blanking the Twins at home 4-0, bottom of the third inning. The Orioles and the Blue Jays are tied at one apiece, and they're about to start the sixth inning. Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette was placed on the IL with tendonitis in his knee. The Yankees holding on to their lead over the Rays after Giancarlo Stanton put them on top with the three-run homer. It is 5-2 in the Bronx, bottom of the fifth inning. The Phillies have scored again, and they're blanking the Marlins in Miami 3-0, top of the sixth inning. Earlier today, it was the Braves who dominated the Angels 12-5. The Nationals walked it off on a throwing error, scoring two runs in the ninth inning and topping the Brewers 3-2. The Astros edged the Guardians 3-2, so it wasn't that terrible of a loss for the Brewers because the Guardians also lost. And the Padres rocked the Rockies 11-1. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit home run number 100 of his career, the fourth fastest player to reach 100 wins. And the Mariners with a 6-3 victory over the Red Sox. Finally, the Tigers beat the Pirates 6-3. Right before the trade deadline, there was rumors that the Dodgers were pursuing pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez, who pitched for the Tigers today. He had a 10-team no-trade clause, and he vetoed the deal to the Dodgers. After today's victory, he addressed that, and he just said that the trade wasn't what he wanted for he and his family. He was thinking about his future, and he actually just would like to stay in Detroit. Huh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what he said. Mm,
wow.
But he did. I mean, he didn't say he didn't want to be traded. He just said there were 10 teams.
There were 10 teams, yeah. And he said, he just says that he really likes it there. And he says, I would like, if I could tell you that I want to stay in New York and in Detroit, I want to stay in Detroit. That's what he said.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people are just like the simpler things in life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
It's a strange move.
Strange move. And finally, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes led all NFL players in sales of officially licensed merchandise this offseason. According to the NFLPA, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers finished second in sales. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Monsi.
Yeah.
It is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. The fresh scent of Irish Spring. And those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. VJ.
Love that soap.
I'm going to be honest. I'm expecting a bounce back from Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Not an MVP year, although, he was like, what was he, eighth, I think, they in the odds. That's fine. But I don't expect that. But I do expect him to play much better than last year. I like the Jets' defense. Obviously, it was top five last year. A nice receiving core. I think Garrett Wilson is going to be great. Nice running backs, you know, with Breece Hall. We'll see what happens with Dalvin Cook. That would be great. But I just think that I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. I'm not going there. But I do think Rodgers is at his best when he's angry, when he's got a chip on his shoulder, when he feels like he has something to prove. And I think all of those things apply this year. I think the offseason work he did with the new receivers that he's working with is going to help him. And I'm just taking that money. You're giving away that money, I should say, $35 million. He's all in. I don't know that he'll be very good for 2 years, maybe, but I think he'll be good this year. You disagree.
Wholeheartedly. This is deception, Chris. This is deception. I'm not buying it. And anybody that knows me and listens and follows me knows I have been an Aaron Rodgers defender since day one. I call him Discount Double Check. That's my guy. That's been my guy. But what he's pulling right now, I'm not falling for it. You don't change. A tiger can't change his stripes. If you take the stripes off of a zebra, it's just a black horse. That it's still the same animal. You can't change any of that. He has never been a guy who was really friendly with younger receivers, hung out with the guys, was more aloof, was very spoken out against certain things. And now all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers wants me to believe, and a lot of this got to do with the Hard Knocks cameras being there, that there's this change of foot. Some of the things that you pointed out, the defense number says, yeah, top five defense. What it doesn't tell you, though, is the whole story is that they faced five third or second string quarterbacks last year. They beat the Packers. We saw how bad the Packers were last year up at Lambeau in a tight game. It beat the Buffalo Bills, who I thought was overrated all last season. Going into the season, I didn't see that what Vegas saw Buffalo picking them to win the Super Bowl and having Josh Allen as the favorite to win the MVP. I spoke on that all summer long. So, yeah, the number says they were top something in defense, but let's see if Sauce can grab his way this year. See if some of those flags will come back. You mentioned Breece Hall. I like Breece Hall. Thought he was a beast at Iowa State. Watch a ton of college football. But we all know in pro sports, just because you're back from the ACL doesn't mean you're back. You can get back on the field in 8 months to a year, but you're not back to yourself till about month 20, 24. You know, about 2 years is when you're back to yourself.
That's why I'd love to see him get Dalvin.
Yeah, but and even that, Chris.
But if you got both of them, I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying? You don't need him to rush for 1,000 yards.
No,
he might, but you just, that's a nice tandem. That's what I'm saying.
But just, I don't think that deal gets done. I think that deal was used to drive up it was used to drive up the Dolphin price. It's used to drive. He wants to play. And I'm not saying this because I'm a fan. He's from there. He's been there. He doesn't want to go to Buffalo and play with his brother. He don't want to go to cold New York and play for the Jets. He wants to play in Miami, but he wants Miami to pay him what he wants to be paid. There's a $7 million deal on the table for Cook up in Minnesota that no one's talking about. There's the offer on the table for $7 million. Right. So obviously it's more than $7 million being that he hasn't taken that deal. But when I look at this team and I look at Aaron Rodgers, I look at the beginning part of this schedule, man. The early 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 games, if they come out 4-3, okay. But this looks like it could be 3-4. It could even be 2-5. And then you're going to start to see things falling.
If they're 3-4, that's serviceable. You can deal with, because it's a monster schedule.
Yeah, but 3-4,
I mean,
Chris,
it could be worse than 3-4.
But 3-4, you're in week 7 at that point. So when you're going into week 8, you're not happy to be 3-4. Things start to happen. Injuries are going to occur. Bumps and bruises are going to happen. The New York press is going to start to have that mic in Salah's face like, hey, what's going on? You're under 500. And Rodgers can only do the whole, everybody relax. He can only do that thing so many times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's New York. This ain't Green Bay. It's a different animal. I just think this team is being set up. A lot of attention. You know, they're the glamour squad right now. But as long as you and I both been alive, bro, we've seen the Jets win. I don't know. Were you alive for Joe Namath or not? I wasn't.
I was one.
Okay, so there you go. So all of our lives.
The Jets are the Jets.
We've never seen the Jets.
Right. But, heck, you know, I mean, I get that. That's fine. But I do think he's sincere. Now, I'm not saying I don't. And it's interesting because, look, I've obviously acknowledged the greatness of Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
But I've been critical of him for his performances in, like, NFC title games, where he's been abysmal.
Yeah.
In, you know, overall. and uncharacteristically thrown a lot of interceptions and things like that, which we know he doesn't do generally. But I think he's been a guy kind of searching for himself, and it feels like he's found something. I mean, the darkness retreats. Let's face it, the drug. I mean, these are drugs.
Psychedelics, like, is that right. The word, right? I mean, psychedelics?
Yeah, if we want to be, that makes it sound better. Yeah. But whatever the case, I do think he seems like he's feeling more comfortable with himself.
Really?
And more at ease. I just think he's clearly going through a lot of different changes.
Yes.
With the darkness retreat. And I'm not saying he wasn't comfortable with himself before, but I just think he seems to be maturing. Or I don't even know mature, because these are things that I don't know that they're mature or immature that he's doing. But I think he's at a peace. And I don't think he's like playing for the cameras. I don't think he's faking it. He didn't. Faking it, you don't fake giving away $35 million.
True.
I mean, that tells me that all the talk about the lonely Super Bowl trophy and it's great to be a Jet and all that, like, which early on I thought, man, please, great to be a Jet. Yeah. Like you said, who dreams of being a Jet?
Who dreams of being a Jet? That's like,
right,
saying I dream of being
a
Kansas
right.
City Royal.
Right, exactly.
What?
And at least they've won, you know.
One Super Bowl, yeah. Yep.
Or World Series.
Yep.
But I look, for whatever reason, man, he really obviously wanted out of Green Bay or just didn't seem to be comfortable there or was at odds with people there. And now I think it's real. And I don't think it's getting them the Super Bowl, but I do think he's going to have a very good year. And I think they're going to be a good team. But
I like look, 9-8 loading, brother. I like 9-8. Yeah.
That won't get him in the playoffs.
No, it won't.
That 9-8 won't get him in
We've
there.
We've seen this.
All right. We're going to move toward baseball and talk a little bit of Ohtani. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, VJ Husky is in for Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Let's move to baseball. The Angels not only did not trade Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
But they went out and brought in some reinforcements.
Yeah.
And I get that. I like going forward and they haven't been in the playoffs in years. And so that's all fine and good. And from what I hear, I'm going to say this. Let me say this first. I think if he leaves, because I don't think they're going to get in the playoffs, unfortunately. I hope they do, because I love to see
You don't think
him.
They grab that wild card?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They might, like I said, I hope so. But because he deserves to be on the big stage in the playoffs. But if they don't and he leaves, it's going to look bad. It's going to be terrible. And that's the price you would pay. I just think when you are playing, when you have him in your uniform, when you have him in your building,
mm-hmm.
you got to try your best to get a sense. And maybe they have. Maybe they've gotten a sense that he's legitimately willing to stay and maybe wants to stay, right? If we can just win, if the only issue is not winning, then maybe you have a shot and you go for it. But I just think if they don't make the playoffs, I think he's probably out of there and it's going to look bad that they get nothing for the best player in the world. So that's my issue. There were some reports that they weren't getting great offers just because teams were like, we don't know if we're going to keep him. You know, if we're going to be able to keep
him.
Yeah,
teams don't want to rent. They don't want to rent him until September.
Right.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I get it.
Yep.
But I just think I would have liked to have seen them get something for him. But hopefully they make the playoffs.
The reason why I don't like to get something for him argument is because there's no guarantee. Like, you can't do draft picks, right? Okay, in Major League Baseball. Nope. So it's got to be prospects, okay? And it's got to be players today. But if you're going to trade for him, you're not going to trade – you're not going to trade like a great player you have right now that can help you also if you get Shohei Ohtani to get to a World Series or get to even an ALCS or NLCS, right? So you're not going to get that
a player for that you would trade Ohtani for?
Yeah, like a great
you would
exactly.
be starting all over.
Exactly. So to move him just makes no sense. I like listen, 3.5 out, okay? With 8 weeks to go, there's still plenty of baseball to be played. I think they get a wild card. I said it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm gonna stick on that on that prediction. I think they find a way to get this done, and I think the Yankees are falling apart. Even though I think they won tonight, they're on their way to a 500 year and firing Boone in the offseason. And you got Tampa Bay, but Toronto. And the Sox. So those are the three teams right there that they're really jockeying with for that last spot. But
I'm not so sure the Yankees not going to get in.
Nah. The Yankees are – I'll say it now. The Yankees are done. They're not getting to the playoffs. But with Ohtani, and I said this a few weeks ago.
They win when Judge is playing.
Well, not recently. He's back, but they've lost a couple of games, too, in the last four or
five
games.
Well, he sat out some games, though.
Well, they can't sit out
for
then.
One game, at least. I agree with that. I don't know why they sat out. Yeah. Like, they went 1-1, then sat him out, which was ridiculous.
Exactly. So, but with the Angels, this is what I would do if I were the Angels. You say you want to win. Now, Ohtani is giving us nothing. He's not giving us a city. He's not. He just says he wants to play for a contender. You mentioned they've made some moves and got some people in there. If they could get to the wild card in the playoffs, that's a chip that they now have on the table that says, look, we're moving in the right direction. I would then do this, Chris. I would put an astronomical deal on the table that maybe one other team in the league can match. I got it worked out already. 12 years, $750 million. That's $50 to $60 million a year. Put a pen and slide it across the table and go, okay, tell me how much you want to win now. $750 million. And then do this if you're Ohtani,
Chris. If I was the Yankees, I'd do that.
This is cynical, but this is what I would do if I was Ohtani. I'd sign it. And then in about 18 to 20 months from now, I'd say I want out. You're going to get traded anyway. You're going to end up with a contender, end up somewhere else anyway, and you still got your money. The Angels paid a little chunk of it, and then the team that trades you's got to pick up the rest of it. But if I'm the Angels, you don't move the game's best players, not for prospects. Ask the Nationals how that worked out. Soto turned down 420. I get that. But that means you probably should have came back with 500. Oh, 420 is not enough? Okay. How about 500? Tell me how these prospects are doing for the last place Nationals.
Prospects with baseball is that it's so fickle.
Exactly.
You don't even a guy can be a great prospect and not pan out.
Yes.
And so that is the thing. But let me ask you this.
Sure.
Where would you like to see Ohtani? I'm on the record. I like to see him in pinstripes in New York. I don't know if he wants to come east, but that's the biggest stage, and that's where I'd like to see him. Every year they pretty much in the playoffs, which is where we want to see him play. And so that's where I'd like to see him.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to put a huge smile on Monty Bolaños' face right now. I would love to see him in Chavez Ravine playing for the Dodgers, man.
With Mookie Betts
and Freddie and those guys. And I'm not even a Dodger fan, but I go to the game. So I would love to see that.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Vernon, VJ Husky. We got 1 hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!